leader.
Order, order.
I've got a very good mind to ask that member to leave the chamber, but I won't because he'd get an advantage on the rest of us to actually watch the cricket. But...
And that but was the question that the member in question, the New Zealand First Party's Dennis O'Rourke, had put to the Minister of Transport.
When will the Minister come clean with the people of Wellsford, Tahana and Northland generally that the government actually has no route through the Dome Valley and no idea whatsoever when construction could begin on the Wellsford to Warkworth section of the new motorway?
The Minister, Simon Bridges, wasn't prepared to repeat the answer he said he'd given to that question last week.
Suffice to say, we know that on this side of the House, we back the regions with hundreds, in fact billions of dollars worth of projects that matter in those regions. Where on this side, all we hear is carping because outside of two or three main cities, they don't care.
Dennis O'Rourke complained.
Mr Speaker, this question was specifically about...
Member will resume his seat.
The Speaker, David Carter, then explained why Mr O'Rourke was not going to be able to see the cricket.
When the member starts a question, why won't the minister come clean, he can expect the sort of answer he got. He'd be better after question time to go back and make his questions far more concise without that sort of innuendo.
There was no room for innuendo when Bill English rose to defend the government's social housing reform program.
Mr Speaker, we have every confidence that there's widespread interest in a once-in-a-generation opportunity to redevelop communities who have suffered from the blight of mismanaged state housing and whose tenants have been neglected by governments who did not support them into independence. And increasingly, the Labor Party are about the only people who believe that the way it's being done now is perfect.
And Labor's leader had the next question for Mr English.
Supplementary question, Andrew Little.
Well, in light of that answer then, is Major Campbell-Roberts wrong when he says the policy won't, quote, improve the lives and living conditions of state tenants, end quote?
Honourable Bill English on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, I believe he is wrong. But I don't believe he actually... I don't believe that is the Salvation Army's views, frankly. Otherwise, they wouldn't have invested 5 years in assisting the government develop the policy. Major Campbell-Roberts was in the initial advisory group. He has been supportive and testing about the policy for 5 years, and I respect his view, but on that one, I differ from him.
The Minister responsible for Housing New Zealand, Bill English. Also on the mat in question time, Michael Woodhouse, the Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety. This report from Rhys Lyon.
The government's reform of workplace rest and tea breaks was the subject of questions to the Minister for Workplace Relations from Labor's Sue Moroney.
Does he agree with the Prime Minister's assertion that we will, quote, absolutely not see thousands of workers denied their tea breaks under his changes to the Employment Relations Act 2000?
A straight question with a straight answer from Workplace Relations Minister Michael Woodhouse.
Yes, I do.
Ms Moroney then put a specific case before the Minister.
Well, why is it that prior to National taking away tea break entitlements, Cotton On gave warehouse workers more than the previous law required, that is a 30-minute lunch break on full pay, but after National's law change, want to scrap tea breaks altogether?
Mr Woodhouse said the premise behind Ms Moroney's question was flawed.
Mr Speaker, the Employment Relations Act has not done away with rest and meal breaks, and it doesn't matter how many times the member says it, it does not make it so. To the second part of the question, as I understand it, in respect of the negotiations the member refers to, they are ongoing.
Ms Moroney asked what course of action was left to workers who felt their right to breaks were a threat.
Well, does the Minister believe then that New Zealand workers, like those at Cotton On, should have to threaten strike action in this day and age just to get basic provisions like a lunch break or a tea break at work?
Mr Speaker.
Honourable Michael Woodhouse.
Mr Speaker, it's not appropriate for me to comment on a specific negotiation between an employer and a union. But the only situations where an employer does not have to give meal breaks are when the employer agrees and it is reasonable. The union can say no.
Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Michael Woodhouse.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.